This episode is in collaboration with Team Let Lenny Lead 2022, isang komunidad ng mga dedicated volunteers mula sa iba't ibang saklaw ng lipunan. Kami ay naniniwala sa isang adhikain para sa Pilipinas, maging isang bansa kung saan sa pamamagitan ng pumumuno ng isang gobyernong may integridad, may kaunlaran at walang naiiwan. Nakikiisa kami sa pamamaraan ng pamumuno ni Lenny Robredo. Dahil dito, bumubuo kami ng isang grupo ng volunteers na sumusuporta kay Robredo upang makilala siya at ang mga initiatives at advocacies niya. Hashtag Let Lenny Lead.
Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. Oh my gosh, how are you guys? Medyo nag-ghost ako doon for a while. I missed recording na it's been a while since I last uploaded an episode. Pero ito naman, bubawi ako ngayon because for today, I'm joined here with my sister, Nika Vera Cruz, to interview and converse converse with a very, very special guest. So, hello, ate. Introduce ka muna before we introduce our guest.
Okay, so I'm back. I'm Isa's sister and I'm very excited to co-host today because our guest today, he's someone the both of us have been looking up to since forever. And actually, I've experienced also campaigning for him in the past and actually going out of the country with him on trips pag sumasama ko sa dad namin. But yeah, so without further ado, let's have Isa introduce him.
Yeah, super exciting and interesting episode today. But before I give a huge introduction, this podcast is about registering to vote, Halalan 2022, etc. So I encourage you all before or even after listening to this episode, go check out the two episodes I posted back then. The titles are hashtag magparehistro ka, how to register to vote, and Boto Mo, Bosses Mo with We the Youth Vote. It's a bit connected to this episode. So there you go. My guest today was elected a senator from 1995 to 2007, 2010 to 2013, and 2016 up to present. So he served as Senate President for 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th Congress, and is the current Senate Minority Floor Leader. So yon yung pasabog natin. Ate, do you want to add more?
Yes, he is considered the big man sa Senado, Senator Franklin Derlon.
There you go, presenting again the amazing and inspiring Senator Franklin Derlon. Hello po.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, Isabel. Good morning, Nika. I'm glad to be here and to discuss things with you.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much for being here with us this morning. Yeah, I super appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Super thank you. So I just want to ask you, how are you doing today? How's your morning? How's your week? Kamusta naman po?
Well, I am on quarantine because, well, I do all my work through teleconferencing because of the very difficult situation that we have with so much of the COVID-19 infections going around. Yesterday, we had the second highest infection rate for the past 18 months. Very dangerous for anyone to get sick and exposed. Yes, thank you for asking.
Yeah, yun nga. Anyway, so this conversation will be long for sure. So I'll just go ahead and start it with my first question. I want to ask you, what is the status of the Philippines right now? And what kind of people should the Philippines have for the next set of political leaders? Especially right now, malapit na yung closing ng registering to vote. So we really need this information. So ayun, what is the status?
Well, you know, it is very critical that the youth should register. The last time I examined this, there were information that about 7 million potential voters have not been registered. These are about a few months back. And that is why when the COMELEC commissioner named Ampudocchio. When Commissioner Ampudocchio was being confirmed in the CA, I made her commit that they would exert every effort in order that there could be more registrants, particularly from the youth. And she committed to me that they will undertake this. And maniningil po ako when their budget comes before the Senate, I will ask them what have they done in order to make sure that the potential 7 million who are supposed to register are registered. We have asked for an extension of the registration period, but this was denied. So I am not sure at this point to what extent we have registered the youth. And I'm glad through your program, I would like to emphasize and tell the younger population that if you do not register and do not vote for the right leader, do not complain about your government because you did not choose to participate in the choice of your leaders. You deserve the leaders that you vote for or not vote for. So that is why it is very critical that the youth should register. The first-time voters should register. Otherwise, it is extremely difficult to have reforms in the government where your leaders do not deserve to be elected.
So, ano po, with that being said, what kind of leaders do you think the youth should be voting for?
Well, the competent, honest leaders, that's what we need. Today, there's so much corruption. Just before coming in here, I was interviewed in several stations about the overpriced face masks and test kits that the procurement service of the Department of Budget and Management had procured during this pandemic. So the corruption in government masks can only be solved if we have honest leaders and leaders who are competent to run the government. If we are having these very difficult rates of infection, it is because of the incompetence of the IATF in handling the pandemic challenges. And so here we see again that because we do not elect the right people, you have the incompetence like what we have in the IATF, which mishandled this pandemic challenge. So again, I would repeat, the youth should vote for those leaders who can inspire them, who would show competence, who would show integrity in the governance of our country.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm sorry, before we proceed to the next question, I just have a backup question to that. You talked about the pandemic, and I just want to ask, like, what is your response on the way, you know, our president is handling the pandemic right now? Because I remember in one sauna last year that, you know, instead of talking about complete and thorough plans on the pandemic, he quote-unquote attacked you. And I remember this because we had the news report and this was my topic. The subject was politics and governance. And I actually looked back on my presentation and the title was based on Rappler's News, Duterte put spotlight on Yulon and Sona 2020. So I just want to ask, like, what is your say or reaction on how he's handling the pandemic?
Well, the interagency committee headed by Secretary Duque and Secretary Galvez blundered the whole thing. As Secretary Teddy Boy Loxin said, somebody dropped the ball because there was 10 million doses that Pfizer was going to offer us. And Secretary Duque, according to was not able to sign the non-disclosure agreement. Insofar as this pandemic is concerned, how did we get to this point when we have nearly 2 million infections and 30,000 deaths, whereas our neighboring countries are doing much, much better? Because this all started when in January of 2020, as early as January of 2020, there was already information that a Chinese tourist was infected with COVID-19, but we did not close our borders. We did not bar visitors from China because what Duque said was baka magalit ang Chinese government. And because of that, we got into this mess wherein our positivity rate or infection rate today is the highest since 18 months ago. So it is very obvious how this pandemic challenge was mishandled by the IATF and Secretary Duque.
Oh, nga po. Yesterday, I think that was yesterday, we were at 19 plus cases, no? So
The highest we had.
And it keeps just going up and it's really scary. With that being said, po, do you think that the Philippines has a chance of some sort of revival or upcoming developments post-pandemic?
Wait lang. Registered voter ka na ba? Your vote is your voice. Boto mo, boses mo. It's not only our responsibility as a citizen, but our duty to uphold our democracy. Malapit na ang deadline. Last day to register to vote is September 30, 2021. Kaya pumunta na kayo sa iregistro.comelec.gov.ph or bit.ly/iregistro to register to vote online. And remember, your vote matters. Register to vote and vote wisely. Reggie, to vote ka na ba?
Well, it will be very difficult. It will be very challenging. I think we will be among the last countries who can fully recover and bring back our economy to what it was before the pandemic. From all indications, our recovery will be very difficult, and we can recover, according to the most optimistic of studies, after 2022, after the election next year.
Yeah, definitely. And Inga, this episode is related to, you know, registering to vote, importance of voting, and as mentioned in my introduction, ayun nga, related yon. And, you know, we hear this a lot, you need to vote, you have the right to vote, it's your duty as a citizen, etc. And I just want to ask you, why is it important to exercise a right to vote?
Because it is important to exercise your right to vote because we want to elect the leader who can lead us in the country, especially at this time of so many problems. If you do not vote, especially the youth, who are supposed to have an idea, the standards, higher standards of leadership requirement, will not go out there and vote. Who will be elected? Those who dance and sing on the campaign stage, those who are incompetent, those who are dishonest. This is important because, as we said, we deserve the leaders that we elect, or we deserve the leaders where we refused, who we refused to participate in the election, that's resulted in the election of undeserving people. So it is very critical that we vote, especially the youth should vote.
Yun nga po. Actually, I have personal experience of parang having difficulties with getting some friends to vote. I know I am not alone in this because I have like-minded people who also talk to me about it na parang, Nix, how do you think na I should get this person to vote? And sinasabi ko naman na I think kasi as much as people won't do it if they feel forced. So you have to really explain to them na kita niyo na nga yung nangyayari. Ganon, I think na deserve naman natin as Filipinos na to have people in office who are effective leaders. Hindi lang yung sinasabi nyo na, naawayan ka tao, ganon. So, what do you think na, how do you think po na I should explain na yung characteristics of a leader that, in your experience po, in your years of experience, what do you think has made you an effective leader? And if there are other things that you wish na you could also learn still, kasi syempre we all still need to keep learning, what do you think po na characteristics yung mga pwede kong i-push sa kanila to vote for?
Well, as I said at the start of this podcast, that there are two qualities for me when you choose the leader. Number one is record of integrity. It's very important because of the rampant corruption that's going on now. And second, competence, because of the way some of the programs of government, particularly the handling of the pandemic, has been conducted. So at this time of our political history, there are two important characteristics that one should look for in choosing their leader. Number one, integrity, and number two, competence.
Definitely, I totally agree to what he said. And I just want to add that this episode is in collaboration with Let Lenny Lead 2020. It's a volunteer group I'm a part of, and we just aim to spread the advocacies and initiatives of VP Lenny. So with that being said, I believe that you're like one of the supporters of VP Lenny. And I just want to ask, like, what do you see in VP Lenny? What's with her and her leadership styles that you admire and continue to support?
Well, precisely, Vice President Lenny meets the standard of integrity and competence that I earlier mentioned. You have not heard of anything that can cast doubt or aspersion on the integrity of the vice president. So to me, I know for a fact that she is very careful when it comes to the handling of public funds. Ingat na ingat po siya, to the point that sometimes you would think that she is rendered, how would you call this, frozen by the fear that there could be criticisms about her handling of office funds. And number two, in terms of competence, as you can see in this pandemic, the office of the president and President Duterte deliberately excluded Vice President Lenny from any participation in the campaign against COVID-19. But Vice President Lenny competently launched a number of programs provided tremendous help to our people who are suffering from this pandemic.
I was actually left in awe with how she handled the whole pandemic, especially not being given, I think, enough financial aid by our government to handle this. Ang galing how she pulled in resources, and it's not just financial resources, it's also manpower. And it's very interesting to see that happen during this very difficult time na hindi naman tayo pwede talagang magsama-sama ng maayos para magtulungan. So, I personally really commend and deeming our vice president very admirable for that. So as of now, she hasn't decided still if she would be running for the highest position or any really position.
Yes, she has not decided. She has not decided.
Yes, she has not decided. Yes. But do you see VP Lenny leading the country in the highest position that we have in our government?
Certainly, I look forward to a better governance with Vice President Lenny as the president. That is why our tagline is "Let Lenny Lead," because as vice president, she has been excluded from any form of governance, and yet she was able to help our country resources from contributions, voluntary contributor for the private sector. She has shown the capacity to be able to move resources in order to help our people.
Definitely, yeah, she's amazing. And I just want to ask, do you have a personal experience with her that really made you admire her, that wanted you talaga to support her?
It could be outside of government. Like personal anecdote.
My interaction with her is purely on an official basis. I don't think she or I have time, unfortunately, to interact on other matters. My interaction with her is always on an official level.
Yeah, and first of all, I really had an amazing time meeting you. So I want to end this with my last question. What is your advice to the Filipinos who are, if not about to register to vote, currently educating themselves and, you know, preparing themselves on who to elect for Halalan 2022?
Very important sa atin po mga kababayan, malaking bagay po ang bumoto sa darating na halalan. Para sa akin po, ito ang pinaka-importanteng halalan sa nakalipas na ilang dekada. This is a very critical election because of where we are now as a country and as a people. We are divided there is so much talk about corruption. We have problems with the South China Sea. So it is very important that we elect the correct leader. That is why it is very important that that we register to vote if we have not yet registered, particularly our youth. That is why my appeal to everyone is go out, vote, participate in this election so that we can choose the right leader for our country.
Yes, well said.
Hashtag magparehistro ka at pakinggan ng episode ng The Filipina Attorney.
Yes.
Alam natuto kung paano.
Yes, definitely. And what I always say, your vote is your voice. Boto mo, boses mo. It's really important to exercise a right to vote. And it doesn't stop there. Of course, pagkatapos mag-register to vote, you need to educate yourself, know the people, know the right leaders to elect for the next year's election. So there you go, guys. I really had fun today and I learned a lot from you, Senator Dulon. So thank you so much for being here with me.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Ate, also.
thank you very much, Nika. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Filipina Attorney Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Filipina Attorney, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Spotify to get updated whenever we post a new episode. If you have any questions and or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinaattorney@gmail.com, or through our social media platforms. That will be it for today, and have a wonderful journey ahead.